Blog Talk Radio.
I was very respectful to him, you know. I knew he was going to die.
Thank you.
Thank you. Maya Hotep, Grand Rising, Better Love. Welcome to the Truth to Power Show. I'm Beverly. And every Sunday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, people across this planet are doing drumming to raise the frequency and raise the vibrations. So if you'd like to participate, get your drums out, or you can come and listen here and other places to the drumming. Now, we have with us today, we have Chaos Magic with us. And so he's going to be talking about the frequency wars and some spirituality things and some spells and things like that. And let me pull Chaos up here. Chaos, thank you for joining us this evening.
Hey, salutations. Can I be heard? Can you hear
yes,
me okay?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
All right. Yeah, I just want to make sure.
So,
how you been doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can. So,
okay.
Before we get into it, how long, and tell the people, how long have you been practicing this, and what is this about?
Well, I'm going to give a quick disclaimer just, you know, if
okay.
You're under the sound of my voice, you know, if can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, I forgot the blog talk has a delay. Yeah, so if you're under the sound of my voice, wherever this finds you, whether it's live, whether it's later, whether it's in the future, I'm here to provide help where help is needed. I've been practicing, to answer your question, I've been practicing magic for approximately 11 to 12 years now. Well, actually, I take that back. Let me start over. I've been practicing magic all my life, as all of us have.
Mm-hmm.
The issue that many people don't understand, and why people get into arguments and, you know, things of that nature, is because they don't understand that we've been programmed to do magic against ourselves. You know, we'll get into that a little bit later. What this is it's going to be broken down into a couple of areas. There's an event that's happening, a cosmological event that's happening. That starts tomorrow and it goes on through the 10th and possibly into the future. I'm going to get into that shortly. We're also going to talk about, you know, I'm going to give all the sauce here. Because not only am I, you know, am I versed in different forms of magic, but I'm also, you know, a technological specialist in a lot of areas. I'm also an investigative researcher is what I've termed myself, and I say that because the information that I'm about to disseminate today has been gathered, you know, along the last 4 years. I knew that, you know, with this pandemic that has come, that there was going to be a lot of variables to this, and I knew that a lot of people were going to believe everything that they hear on TV because, you know, guess what? We've been programmed to do that. Those of us that aren't, you know, awaken. I don't like the term woke because that's a whole nother show in itself, the use of that term woke, because I don't subscribe to that at all. but I've been doing this for a long time, and like I said, when it's time for me to jump in and help, you know, I do what I can. Some of the information I'm going to be giving today is going to have to do with self-defense. It's going to have to do with how you can protect yourself both in the spirit and in the physical, as well as what we can do, because we're in a frequency war right now. We are literally in a frequency war, and I'm gonna get into that as well. And we're gonna the last part of of this is gonna be talking about how to deal with the jab. If you got the jab, if you got the venom, you know, things that you can do based on, and this is all scientific, and this is brought to you from the top medical minds of the world, the top scientific minds of the world. When I talk about the venom part, this is information I'm going to disseminate to try to help those of you that realize that you need to get this stuff out of your body, and you know the effects, and you know what's actually happened to you, and you want to make a change and try to get, you know, and try to get your health together. So I'm not a medical professional, so do know that this information that I'm bringing you is medical information that comes from actual PhDs, doctors, medical microbiologists, physicians, you know, the top minds of this world. So this information is compiled. This has been over, 4 years now since this thing started. I mean, I kind of predicted the whole path of this, and the people that are in the smaller circle that I have, I reached out to everybody that was in my circle, which was basically a lot of close people, loved ones, and I kind of told them exactly what was going to happen and how this was going to play out, and it played out exactly like that. They have text messages and they have proof. You know, they got receipts that I called this thing from the beginning. So does that kind of answer? That kind of answer the question, Beth?
Yeah, that answered.
Yeah. So so I will say that. This is also information that's going to be coming from naturopathic and biomolecular specialists as well. So that for the people that are willing to know and willing to fight in this frequency war that we're in, you know, indulge me for, you know, this brief period. And I'm going to try to unpack and layman term the hell out of this mess that we're in right now, that we're all in, because it's a lot of things that we need that I think that we're missing. And there's a lot of information that's not out there. It's out there, but not enough people are talking about it.
Okay.
I mean, we need solutions right now.
Mm-hmm. We have them. Yeah. And it's interesting that, you know, you in both worlds here, because we're being attacked by the technology also. So you in the tech world and you in the magic world.
Well, you know, Bev, what really put my antenna up, and yeah, exactly. What really put my antenna up was when I found out about the patents that were being created, and for the type of technology these patents were. Being that I've been in the IT field for close to 30 years now, the technology that they put out, or the patent that they put out for the technology, is technology that actually interacts with this venom, and it's really sickening what's happening. And I don't think a lot of people understand or overstand the gravity of how dangerous and how toxic making the decision to get this, you know, get this jab is. So I want to put a little bit of understanding in the ether if I can, to kind of help the family, and then also for the people that haven't gotten this, and you're around somebody frequently, or you're around people that have got it, they do something what's called shedding, which means because of the rapid growth of the spike protein in their bodies, they're shedding this off and, you know, into the ether. So you're taking this stuff in whether you have it or not. So the question is, what frequency are you on? And what are you doing? What frequency are you on, and how are you going to fight this war? So,
right.
So yeah. Yep.
Okay, you have our attention.
All right, well, so I got a lot to unpack, and I'm going to try to get through this as much as I can. So I'm going to start off with tomorrow in the 10th. And this sauce is coming from, and I say sauce meaning source, it's coming from somebody named Dr. B. Sirius. I had the pleasure of being a part of, partaking in a presentation yesterday with him and Billy Carson. And he brought out some things that were very interesting in the beginning. It was an 11-hour lecture.
Wow.
And during his part of the lecture, he kind of answered some questions for me, because I've been having a lot of issues pressure-wise this last week, and just what's going on in the ether, and this kind of answers the question. So basically, what's happening or what's going to happen in the next couple of days is that the pinealin fluids, which is the fluid that comes out of the pineal gland, these oils will be secreting from the pineal gland down the spinal cord into the nervous system. So what does that mean? Some call it the first eye, some call it the third eye. What it ultimately means is that whatever you're thinking, whatever frequency you're operating on at this point in time, is going to be magnified. It's going to be magnified this day, and it's going to set the stage for this current year and perhaps longer for each and every one of us. Think about, Santa coming down the chimney and leaving gifts under the tree. The tree, picture the tree as being your nervous system. Why is this happening? How is this happening? Both Sirius and our current sun right now are in a direct alignment, and this will be the causation of this placing cosmic pressure on this dome plane that we call the Earth. You know, now whatever you believe this is, there's cosmic stuff going on right now. So basically, you got our sun, you got Sirius, they're in direct alignment, and this is causing pressure. We're right in the middle of this. So the pineal will emit pinealin, and in essence, your pineal will glow. And as above, so below. So as the pressure in the heavens builds, so will the pressure in a lot of our heads build in these next couple of days. This will affect everybody. The ninth, which is tomorrow, will basically be our Christmas Eve, if you will, when Santa comes down the chimney. And on the 10th, that oil that comes down, you know, into our system, down our spinal cord, down into our nervous system, on the 10th will be activated. See, the claustrum, which is funny to me because the claustrum is actually the wall of the brain, and it's funny how that word claustrum and Santa Claus kind of have a similar, etymology there. And I feel that they, that they put a lot of the crumbs, because we're only really scraping the top, the top of the, of the iceberg when we talk about a lot of these things. So we get crumbs. They like to hide a lot of things in our stories and our songs and things like that. And the oil in itself can be known as a fatty oil as well. So what is Santa Claus? This is fat dude that comes down the chimney. So this fatty oil is coming down, into our system. So what am I saying here? So manifestation is going to be at an all-time high. So whatever it is you're doing in these next 2 days, make it count. If you know how to manifest, this will be like, this is the time. Bev, let me ask you, have you been feeling dizzy or any sinus issues or any gut issues?
Not sinus, but I have been feeling lightheaded and also, kind of heavy-headed. How you're, not a headache or nothing, but it just kind of heavy-headed, and a little lightheaded.
And the ringing in the ears. Yeah, unfortunately, I've had the ringing since I can remember, because I've been dealing with spirituality since I was in my early teens. You know, I've been dealing with cosmic beings. I've been dealing with people trying to, attack me. People tried to come kill me in the spirit. I didn't understand at that time what was going on. So, I think that ringing is some type of a higher frequency that we all need to tap into, because, it's not a coincidence that we're all hearing that, or that a lot of us that are spiritual are hearing those things now. But that's exactly what you're going to feel. You're going to feel lightheadedness, dizzy spells. I've had the dizzy spells. I've had the sinus issues. I've had, felt it in my stomach as well. So, I'm catching it pretty hard now as far as this cosmic energy in the ether. I'm very sensitive to all of that. So my you know, my suggestion is for the next 2 days to keep, and this is coming from Dr. Be Serious again, is, you know, keep your head covered while this is going on so that it does not disrupt the alchemical and the cosmic processes that, that are going to take place in the next couple of days. So, okay. Yeah, so that's, you know.
Especially what we have, false rain and the false snow, the fake snow and all of that is very important to keep your head covered up with dealing with that.
Yeah, because the heat, you know, heat enters and leaves through the, you know, the head and through the feet. Well, leaves through the feet and the head. So, you know, it's, in this time with this weather acting crazy, it would be best to just keep your head covered at all times, you know, in that couple of days. I mean, so this process can do it. And then just focus, be in the now, focus on that which you want. Focus on that which you are, you know, and don't focus on the negativity. Don't, you know, and that's, a lot of times we get so caught up into negativity because we were, I mean, we all came up in it because our parents came up in it. So they taught it to us, a lot of us. You know, if we didn't have the, you know, luxury of having a parent that was, or parents that were in the occult or that had occult knowledge or rather hidden knowledge.
And
you know?
And also I like to put, like I put sail salt or different herbs in my shoe because I don't wear socks.
Mm-hmm.
And all your organs mm-hmm. are at the bottom of your feet. And, you know, mm-hmm. your feet, hands, your face, your tongue, but at the, especially at the bottom of your feet. So, you know, I like to have that substance kind of going in my organs as I'm walking around. And that helps.
See, that's alchemy in itself. That's
yeah.
powerful. You already on top of it because mm-hmm. I'm going to get into the salt later. Salt is going to play a very, very integral part into detoxing and getting toxins out of your body and hopefully helping to eradicate and erase the damage that's trying to be done, you know, by these nefarious, you know, this nefarious group of people. You know who I'm talking about. So the next part, I'm going to go ahead and get into this. So according to Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, this is a world-renowned doctor, so go ahead and look him up when you got the time. Don't take my word for it. He did an interview, and he was saying as of 2 months ago, 20 million people are dead from the venom, and 2.2 billion people are injured as a result of this jab. This is coming from a world-renowned doctor. Now, it's not coming from chaos. It's not coming from me. Let that sink in for a minute. 20 million dead. You know, and this is compiled from different reports, mainly the VAERS, the VAERS report, as well as other sources. But I can, just from my research, I can tell you that anytime they report something, Bev, what do you do with that number?
Double it or triple it.
Well, my rule of thumb is times it by 10.
Okay.
You know, but you can at least bank on what they have reported. But I watched a interview with one of the nurses that has to put in a report. Because all the nurses, they have to report to this VAERS system. I think Dr. X might have talked about this on one of the shows. A nurse was saying they make it so hard for you to report in the system that some people just give up, you know, because it's so difficult, or they end up not doing it because it's so difficult to put in when people are getting injured from these shots and things. So that's why I'm saying let that sink in for a minute, you know. That's a lot of damn people. 20 million? 2.2 billion? How many people is on the earth right now, do they claim? About, what, 6 billion, Bev?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they claim
that's
it's about
why,
anywhere
that's
from...
Why that's why it's so important that we make sure that babies are being born. So as they trying to take many of us out, we got to make sure that we bring in quite a few in.
Exactly. But here's what they're trying to do. They're trying, the attack right now is on the elderly and the pregnant. They're still, even after they've admitted, you know, and this can be a whole nother show. Dr. X might have even gone over this, but Dr. Robert X, but there has been so many reports now. They come out and just told the truth about what's really going on with this, that it doesn't do what they said it's going to do. It has actually has nothing to do with the so-called the COVID virus. So, you know, you even have reporters coming out now saying that they're having heart. That one reporter came out and said she has a heart condition now due to her taking that shot. She had no previous problems. You have a lot of people that are having issues now. You're seeing more and more deaths every day. And now we're seeing it on the football field. You know, I would be willing to bet dollars to donuts that guy took the shot. You know?
Yeah, I think they were. They were required.
It was Yeah, they're required. But there's such a heavy effort, and I mean an impressive effort, and algorithm and AI plays a role into this too to make sure that this information doesn't get out. That you have all these so-called fact checkers, you know, and SBS. You know, what are you checking facts against?
Is there a way to get around the algorithm, the algorithm?
Yeah, the algorithm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to get around the algorithm. It's in how you write things out. Like if you're posting something, if you notice people using zeros instead of O's, using code words. I mean, we're doing what we've always done. We're creating our own tongue when it comes to these things. You have to talk in code, and you have to, you know, just like we named the show Frequency War. I mean, this is every bit of a frequency war, but you know, it's all in how you word things. It's all in the words, because words are spells. And spells are where magic is born, as I always say. You know?
Okay.
So, yeah, so this is crazy. So people are dying at an alarming rate. They're trying to find more excuses, of course, to cover this up. Like I said before, I predicted all this stuff was going to happen. And it happened, and I, this is a time I wish I had been wrong, you know? And so what they've done is the old model of Hegelian dialectic, and what that is problem, reaction, solution. I create a problem. You give me a reaction, and then I also give you a solution. So I corner you up. And that's exactly what this is, a Hegelian dialectic. This is synthesis, antithesis, and your solution right in the middle. So let's get into the frequency war part of this. So frequency wars. Everything is light code, everything. It's just a matter of what density we're talking about. So my voice, just like your thoughts can turn into a creation, a person can think of a chair in their mind, that's a frequency in the ether. You know, in the mind, and they can translate that into a physical aspect of that thought. Everything is a frequency. The issue here, the problem here, has always been and will always be, first of all, religion. Religion was the biggest trick, the biggest trick they pulled out of the bag. And when I say religion, I mean looking outside of yourself, worshiping that which is outside of yourself. Looking for a sky daddy or a sky mama outside of yourself to fix a problem when the answer is inside of all of us. See, the problem is a lot of us are waking up, but a lot of us still don't understand or overstand that all of our answers are inside of us. We have the ability to access stargates right within inside of our body. Our mind in itself is an intelligence. I communicate with my mind, if that makes any sense to you. because our mind is like a computer. Our mind is a separate entity within itself. We have the power to converse with our minds. All of us do. We have access to multiple versions and multidimensional versions of ourselves. Now, this is the metaphysical portion here. And I think, you know, we talked about this a few days ago, didn't we, Ben? About the different versions of ourselves.
Right.
But, another thing that got us with this time, there's no future, there's no past, there's only now. So we exist on all of these planes. We exist all at one time. And we exist in different versions of ourselves as well. But we've been programmed once again through our education, through religion, it's kind of like us taking a bullet train and speeding it down to a crawl. We haven't begun to touch the potential that we have inside. We have access to deities, angels, demons. They're all in our pineal gland. They're all in our nervous system. They're all in our body. There's entire universes inside of our body. They showed you that in Doctor Strange, the last Doctor Strange movie, when the Scarlet Witch was jumping from dimension to dimension just through meditation. They're giving it to you in Hollywood, or Hollyweird, as I like to call it. And we have access to all of these deities, angels, and demons. And when we can begin to understand that these are all energies and that you have to know how to these energies and not worship these energies and not become subject to these energies, that's where your true power starts to turn on, right? We have the access to bend our own reality through thoughts and words. I always tell people, be careful what you say. And now it's something about this energy in this time now where I just think about something and it just happens. Has that been happening to you lately, Bev, at all? Or is it just me?
No. when you get into in your spiritual side of you, it happens. That comes with it. So that's going to happen quite often.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, so through our thoughts and words and our being, we have access to reprogram our own morphogenic field. And, you know, I talk about this a lot when I talk to different people. We have a field around us. So if you go to Wiki, the definition of a morphogenic field is a group of cells able to respond to discrete, localized biochemical signals loading to the development of specific morphological structures. Let's see here, or organs. The spatial and temporal extents of the embryonic field are dynamic, and within the field is a collection of interacting cells of which a particular organ is formed. What does all of this shit mean? It basically means that your cells, each one of your cells is an intelligence in itself, and it has a field around it. And basically, if I could continue to read the rest of this definition, it basically says that in your body, if your body is operating in the frequency and in the health that it should, if you have a problem or you have a deficiency in your body, your cells have the ability to go, say you're having heart issues, your cells have the ability to go repair those cells. They also have, and those cells could come from your liver. They could come from any other organ. All your organs and cells are interchangeable. And we have the ability to do this, but because of our diets, because of our thoughts, because of our emotions, you know, being out of balance and our hormones being out of balance, these things don't operate the way that they should always.
And don't our cells, don't they regenerate, you know, old cells die and new cells come in. So isn't that a constant process after so many months or so many days, our cells die out?
No. They absolutely do. And we have the ability to reprogram these cells, to heal with these cells to heal. We have the ability to mutate. We have the ability to flush out toxins. We can repel diseases. The list goes on. You're absolutely right. Just through our cells. The cellular science in itself is a beast. You know, you don't have to be a bio you know, bioengineered to know these things. You just have to do the studying and tap into these things. And, you know, go where your spirit leads you so that you can understand how to take control of these things and control how your body functions and get it back into a healthy state. You know, we do this already. We program ourselves, but we do it the wrong way. The reason we do that is because we've already been programmed from elementary school. When we should have been learning how to control the elements, that was the whole purpose of an elementary school, to control elements. Secondary education and post-education. All of these systems are designed to lock us down and to dumb us down. We are taught death, servitude, and failure in society from the minute that we're born. From the minute we're born. The fact is that we are unlimited spiritual beings with infinite potential power. However, we are trained to surpass this. We are trained to surpass this potential. Most of us go from life to life, fueling the false paradigm like batteries and passing generational curses down to our progeny, our, you know, our kids. Mm-hmm. You know, we pick up mental and behavioral disorders along the way, and this yet becomes another barrier that we have to counteract and work through to correct our progress or to progress. You know, and you know, karma goes into that too. You know, we go from life to life making the same mistakes. Some of us have been down here thousands of lifetimes, and we still haven't learned the lesson that we're supposed to learn. You know, we're trapped, a lot of us. Some of us choose to be down here. I mean, it all depends. It's from person to person. It's from being to being.
But the whole thing is, what do we do? When we get here, that's the thing.
Well, what do we do is actually my next section in my notes here. So mm-hmm. You right on the money, Ben, as usual. This is a war. First thing you got to do is understand that you're in a war, and we fight back. What do? We disrupt, we change, we counteract, and then we progress. And then you rinse and repeat. What did I do? First thing I did was I had to do an entire mental and physical and emotional cleanse and reboot. And I had to throw out everything, for the most part, that I've been taught. And I mean, that's religion, that's everything. There's a movie that, and I meant to get it. It's, you know, if we do another one of these, I'll talk more about it. But, okay. You know, at the highest levels of the military, they told this one officer that was being pulled into, you know, the higher ranks, that every book, everything that's out here has been tampered with, you know, for the purposes of keeping us from, you know, progressing, keep us, you know, enslaved to a certain extent. Math, everything that we know, that we feel like, hey, this makes sense, this is what I was taught, this, everything's been tampered with and polluted. So that's what you have to do. I started with my thoughts, and I'm gonna get into that in a minute, but I started with how I think, because where you think, your thoughts are things, and how you think. And again, going back to that morphogenic field is pretty much what's going to happen. You build the reality that you have around you. So if you're constantly telling yourself somewhere in your subconscious, you know, which has to do with your soul, that you're always going to be broke, or you're never going to attract the success that you need to attract, you might not be consciously saying that, but you might be saying that subconsciously. Because we've all been pretty much programmed to do that on one level or another. And until you can break that programming, to answer your question, is to break that programming. You know, address that programming, break it, and put new programming in. That's when the change begins to happen. Going back to what I said, disrupt, change, counteract, and then progress. That makes sense?
Yes. And, you know, I look at it as they call it AI, artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. If they're calling this artificial, That means that something, excuse me, is the original. And
exactly.
We are the original intelligence. So
yep.
How
source is the original, and we are source.
I'll do the original.
Yep. And right now there's, and this is a whole nother show in itself, but there's an artificial construct that is coming into our reality that's coming to try to destroy us. And that's a whole nother show. And they've already, I mean, what they're, it's funny to me because, I'm on TikTok sometimes, I'm on IG, and I see these robots that are talking. One of them, they made a citizen over in one of the other countries, fully functional robot that can walk, that can talk, that can move around. Well, first of all, my first thought is, well, that's what they're showing us. There's people like you and me with full functionality, full cognitive, and all the faculties of, walking around, moving and pretending to be human. That's just what they're showing us, because everything that they show you, you have to think they're far beyond that technology-wise. But the funny thing to me is that every time they talk about these artificial intelligent creatures interacting with each other, they always do one of a few things. They start to create their own language so that we can't understand them. They put out there the fact they hate humanity and they want to destroy it. I think Dr. X was talking about that, how they want to put a lot of us in zoos. The ones of us that they don't eliminate. It's my whole thing is this, common sense if you had it, but we're not talking about that, but if you had common sense, you would just stop developing that type of thing. But the people that are in power want to increase their power, so they're going to do anything to keep their power. And it's crazy because as this AI continues to develop, we're going to have more problems. We're already talking about a 40% loss of jobs across the board, in the next 10 years. And who do you think is going to take over those jobs?
Oh, well, they're looking the artificial intelligence to take over.
Exactly. They're already doing it.
But that's up to the original intelligent to, intervene or to override the artificial intelligence.
My point's exactly. I couldn't say it any better. This is a war on so many levels. I cannot even begin to disseminate. We're only peeling back the top layers today. And I'm going to try to get through all of this information as quickly as I can because I want to get it all out. But I want to make sure that it's in a digestible format. So that's kind of why I put everything in the format that I did. So that whoever meets the sound of our voices, going forward, they have some type of a blueprint, something.
So you're saying that the first thing we should do is take, a spiritual bath, you're saying?
Well, yeah, I'm about to get into that right now. Well, the first thing you got to do is start reprogramming your thoughts and reprogramming your reality.
Okay. Yes.
Because you can do guess what? All of this stuff I'm about to say, guess what? Listen, it ain't gonna mean nothing if your mind is not set on your goal and your purpose and what you need to do. I can sit here and talk to them blue in my face and give facts. Yeah, I can give the most powerful spell, which I'm not going to do. I'm never going to give a super powerful spell because some things are left for the mystery schools. But I could give all the sauce in the world. But if you don't feel like it's going to work, if you're not there, like I said, if you're scared, go to church. This ain't for you. But if you're the mind, of me, or if you're in the mind of Bev, and you know that these things can be done. You know that you can bear reality. I've done it over and over. I've done it thousands of times. If you know that you can do that, but you can't do it unless you reprogram the way that you think.
Yeah.
You know, they gave it to you in the Matrix. When that kid was sitting there bending that spoon, they said, it ain't the spoon that I'm bending. It's the reality around it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the first step is you have to put
work in it. You know, they got you thinking, mm-hmm. well, like you said, they reverse things. They took you outside of yourself, and then they make you think, oh, is this a miracle going to happen, mm-hmm. and just wait for it. No, you got to make it happen. You got to put the work in. You got to do it.
Or better yet, be poor and live your life and pay your taxes. Do what you're supposed to do, and then you'll get your blessing in the by and by.
Right. Yes.
Get the hell out of here with that.
Yeah, you know, you build it right. It's about now. Like you say, we're living in the now, not the future, not the past. It's about right now. This is where the power is right now with you now.
Exactly. This is all about decisions. Think about anything that's ever happened in your life. It's all about a decision that you made. Can you hear me? Just switch gears here.
Go ahead.
Okay,
we
cool.
hear you.
Okay, so I'm going to give a method. I'm going to give a quick method for reprogramming your thoughts, right?
Okay.
This is what I did. This is what I did over 10 years ago. It's been a little bit longer than that, maybe 13 years ago. You're going to grab a pad and a paper, and, you know, or a pad of paper, and you're going to record as much as you can the litany of thoughts that comes to your head on any given day. You want to pay attention to detail. And by the end of the day, you should have pages full of thoughts. And you need to pay attention to what those negative thoughts are, those counterproductive thoughts. And then you want to start to discipline yourself so that every time that thought enters your head, you stop that thought right in the midst of it. And, you know, I can expound on that a little bit later when I get through the rest of this. But
mm-hmm.
get the thoughts that you allow to live in your mind rent-free out, because we waste a lot of time thinking about the wrong things. Meditation is the second thing. NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which is meditation with certain frequencies. Here we go again with the frequency war. Certain frequencies with words embedded in them that you can't audibly hear, but they're embedded in the frequency and in the music. And I had a hookup on some NLP. Connecting to your higher self, connecting with the ancestors, with your cosmic ancestors, et cetera. DNA meditation. We have the ability to meditate and travel into our DNA. Within our DNA, there are petabytes and Googleplexes worth of information. And if anybody wants to know what that is, think of your hard drive and your computer and multiply that by millions. And that's the type of information that's in just one strand of DNA. And if we are a microcosm of the macrocosm, which is if you were to take a cup and dip it in the ocean and pull it out, if we're a small part of that universal ocean, that we have every answer that we need within our DNA and within us. So getting into DNA meditation and going in within yourself and traveling within yourself for the answers. Go ahead, Beth.
No, I wasn't going to say anything, but what about, you know, sometime when you go within and in the beginning, mm-hmm. you start seeing mm-hmm. Spooky stuff, you know, and a lot of times mm-hmm. People that get afraid and they come out, you know, but what is that about and what do you do? Do you stay in there? You know, you might see a scary face or something or, you know, and sometimes it's real black and people get kind of freaked mm-hmm. out with that. How do you get past
those? Yeah, the answer to that is you. The ultimate knowledge is that is all aspects of you. You're only being afraid of your own progress. You're only holding yourself back from your own progress. When you see those faces, when you see those monsters, converse with them. Go against your fear. Speak to them. Watch what happens. Those faces will begin to not be so scary. And you'll start to realize that these were blocks that were put up subconsciously in your own mind as sentries to keep you from passing through to the gates of knowledge that you need to get to. And that is another secret of self and unlocking things within yourself. That's what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're going within to anything that you see within yourself that when you're meditating is an aspect of yourself. And a lot of us have mental disorders. We have psychological disorders that can be addressed through going within and dealing with those things, because a lot of these things we weren't born with. They come from trauma. A lot of us haven't dealt with the traumas that we've had. We've swept them under the rug. And as a result of that, we end up with these other issues that we haven't dealt with. And then if you die and don't take care of that, then guess what? That trauma follows you into the next life in some form or fashion. And you start stacking and stacking and stacking these problems. And then you're in this cycle of failure. So my thing is this: I got tired of being in a cycle of failure. And that's where you have to be. And you have to realize that these things are nothing more than our own consciousness blocking us, because we haven't gotten to know ourselves and we haven't become one with who we are inside, because we're so busy worried about what everybody else is doing. Universe of information on the inside to learn on. Go ahead, Beth.
I think that's part of the warfare, is to distract you so you don't go within. And that's why everything, you know, they distract you with your work, you know, everything that's around you, TV, everything.
Exactly.
And so that's part of the warfare.
YouTube. Yep, mm-hmm. TikTok, YouTube.
Yeah.
Clubhouse.
Yeah.
What so-and-so is doing, who
now,
so-and-so
also,
sleeping with.
Also, when people have that fear that's in the pits of their stomach, you know, which is your second mm-hmm. brain, as they say. So, you know, mm-hmm. what do they do to get that out the same way that they do to get it out of their thoughts when they go within? Because you got to keep that
exactly.
fear down, because it'll consume
exactly.
you if you let it continue to grow.
Fear, false evidence appearing real, period. Once the mind is a very, very powerful tool that we have. And once you make it up in your mind that fear and nothing else is going to stop you from getting to the goal that you need to get to, that's going to be nothing. What did Atreyu find out at the end of the never-ending story? That it was all him, and it was all about, you know, and that's what it all ever really is with all of us. It's all us, and it's all about the journey. It's all about the adventure. You know, but you got to be tired. You got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. I can't do it for you. You know, and that's the answer to that. And now there's aids and there's things and there's ways that if people really have issues getting past those, there are people out there like, I know I've been listening to somebody named Isis Wisdom lately. She has a lot of programs on her, you know, and, you know, you can check her Telegram out as the realest to ever do it. She has a lot of programs that can aid with karma cleansing and getting past those fear blocks if you just feel like it's unattainable. But, you know, myself personally, you know, I didn't have that luxury 13 years ago. I didn't have that luxury 10 years ago. I didn't have that luxury back when there wasn't no TikTok. There was just the infancy of YouTube. I didn't have the information out there. I had to go within. You remember me when you first met me? I'm coming in the candle shop trying to figure it all out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, you got, but you got to start somewhere. But now it's easier than it was back then, because the resources that's online now, we didn't have those back then. We had to thug it out on our own. I had to hit the boot camp the hard way. I had to check out magical systems by trial and error.
I won't even call it error
because guess what? A result is a result. You know? So hold on one second.
So the first step is the thought. And then you, mm-hmm. you would go to the spiritual bath is the second step. And that also helps.
Well, that's the second step. We're going into spiritual reprogramming. Okay. Tactical methods and spiritual self-defense. Your house. Clean your house. Clean your damn house. How do you do that? Well, Crayolan is where you can start, or ammonia. My site is going to be up probably within a week, and a lot of stuff I'm talking about I'm going to start offering on the site. You know, if people want to go to the site, spiritualdoctor.com. But and that's Dr. D-O-K-T-O-R. But if not, you can look this stuff up and find it. If you can't find it, you know, one of us can definitely assist you in it. But Crayolan is a very powerful cleaner used in the horse stables, but it also has a very potent spiritual result to it as well. This stuff has been known to make spirits run. So just like I've said in some of the previous shows that me and you did, I've told people to get ammonia and clean your house, mop your floors, hit your doorposts, hit your windows, open your windows, open your doors while you're cleaning, so that when you're using this Crayolan or you're using ammonia in a mop bucket, that these things can get out of your house. That's the first step is cleaning your house. Also, you want to burn, pay close attention here. Everybody that says that they burning sage or using sage, that ain't it. That ain't what it is. Sage very rarely, if ever, works. It only agitates spirits, and you'll have to keep saging. But the formula here is frankincense, myrrh, Palo Santo, copal, benzoin. You can do them all, or you can do. I wouldn't suggest doing just one. So if you're gonna burn frankincense, burn myrrh. You can get those in a resin. You can get them in incense sticks. Palo Santo, very powerful person that's very close to me that does work with me from time to time. She uses Palo Santo in her home. Very powerful. Copal, benzoin. Now, me personally, I've used frankincense, myrrh, copal, and benzoin all together in any place that I've lived in. And that will, and because spirits are very sensitive to smell. So that's another thing that will drive negative energy out. And make sure you're hitting every corner of your house, even the dark corners, even the closets. Make sure that you're doing this incense, whether it's through, like I said, the resins, or whether you're doing the sticks. Another thing you can do, black salt. And all these things I'm talking about now, I'll be offering on my site. Black salt. What is black salt? It's the exact opposite of white salt in color-wise and in frequency-wise and what it can do. I will, like I said, if anybody wants to get black salt from me, I'll offer that as well. But what you can do with that is program that black salt to repel, to shield, and to protect. And this black salt acts as an invisible barrier. Go ahead, Bill.
When you say program, what do you mean program? Mm-hmm. When you say they could program the salt?
I'm going to get into that in a second.
Okay.
So what the black salt does is it's an invisible shield. And so it's invisible to spirits. So this is what I used to do with black salt, is sprinkle it all on the barriers of wherever I'm living at outside, as well as every corner of whatever home I'm in and closets and all. So in order to program salt is crystals. Crystals are programmable through speech, through thoughts, and through intention. So you can speak to the salt and tell it exactly what you want it to do. I command the salt to do this, that, and the third. I command the salt to be a protection and a shield to my home. Boom. Simple as that. I command the salt to do this, that, whatever. You fill in the blanks with that. And you touch the salt and you put your hand in it as you're speaking it. So now you've got the element of intent. You've got the element of your voice, frequency, and you've got the element of touch. And this is, it's as simple as this to program your salt. First thing you should probably do, though, is command whatever energy is in that salt to leave. You know, and clear that energy out. And then you can commence to doing your commands and putting your intention into that salt. And you want to visualize while you're speaking into it. You want to visualize the energy coming out of your hand as you're programming. You want to visualize the energy and your intent and what you're saying going into the salt. And then you just use it. You sprinkle it and let it do what it does. The next thing, organite. Very important. Very, very, very important to have. Where to obtain it, I have some links that I can give to obtain it. I actually will be offering our organite on my site as well. Real quickly, in the 1930s and 40s, Dr. William Reich could detect and measure the existence of etheric energy, which he called orgone, using a modified Geiger counter. He determined that by stacking alternating layers of fiberglass, which is an organic substance and steel wool an inorganic substance, you could attract and collect orgone energy of both positive and negative polarities. He called the positive energy POR and the negative energy DOR, which stands for positive orgone and deadly orgone. An orgone matrix or organite crystal device is a device that provides assistance in working with these etheric energies. Organite both releases orgone energy when stimulated by other forms of energy and can change orgone energy from one state to another. It is especially suited for dissolving negative energy in an area and converting it to a balanced, healthy energy. What does the research say about this? In 1986, scientists at the University of Marburg in Germany published the results of a blind study which showed that the 30-minute orgone accumulator treatments caused a consistent psychological effect. What did I just say? Basically, your organite is your way that you'll keep the air in your environment clean. Organite should be kept in place where there's not a lot of electronics. Organite is also a sexual energy. It's a cleaning energy. Orgone is a transmuting energy. So organite can be used to take the negative energy and transmute it into positive energy. Where there's organite, there's good energy. That's that. That's all I have to say about that. Black tourmaline is another similar crystal that you can get. It is effective against psychic attack. It removes negativity. It clears blocks and instills positive attitude, and it also transmutes negative energy. So it has similar properties to organite, but it also has some spiritual defense properties. So black tourmaline, very important stone to have. I have a lot of tourmaline. I'll put it to you like that.
What about hematite?
Hematite as well. I mean, there's books on crystals, and there's a crystal encyclopedia, I believe it's called, and you can go in there and actually look at the types of crystals that and what their spiritual properties are and things of that. Determine from that. This is just for all intensive purposes of a quick, hey, this is okay. Some things you can do, but definitely hematite. Yeah, absolutely. Lapis lazuli, if you're spiritual like me and Bev, lapis lazuli will help enhance, you know, your magical energy, your magic power, the ethereal energy that surrounds you. It's an enhancement as well. So, but do the research. Crystal quartz. Crystal quartz is kind of like white salt. It's a programmable crystal that you can pretty much program to do whatever you want it to do. I have one that's surrounded in copper that actually generates energy. So I have organite, and then I have crystal quartz that is in a configuration of copper that creates energy. So, I mean, you have to do the research and learn how to manipulate these things and watch how your reality changes. Go ahead, Beth.
And I know people that, you know, they get like a bag of crystals and they make a circle. And they get inside the circle. They either sit on the floor or they get a chair and sit inside this circle, and they have a crystal in each hand. And this is where they do their meditation or go on within. And it's like it's very powerful because you are surrounded by all of these crystals. So that even takes it even more so.
Absolutely. Frequency war.
Vortex.
Get on the frequency. And then when you get here's another thing that I had mentioned about the crystals. So with crystals, the best thing to do when you get them to start using their properties effectively is, depending on where you've gotten it from, if you haven't gotten it directly from the mine, and a lot of people's hands have maybe touched this crystal, rinse it off with cold water. Cold water. You know, and clear the energy. Speak into the crystal. Clear the energy with your voice. Cold water. Before you start doing any of this stuff.
And even when you like, if you use them for healing, they're gonna they're gonna be hot and stuff. It's best to take them and put them up under that cold water, cause calm them down.
Well, if you're using it for healing, that energy. Yeah, that dis-ease of energy is absorbed into that crystal. So you want to dissipate and disseminate that energy anyway. So, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, spiritual bath. Okay, here we go. Spiritual bath. I'm going to just give the basic spiritual bath here because we got to talk about the detox bath as well. But we're on the spiritual defense part of this lecture conversation right now, so... Spiritual bath, what do you need for a spiritual bath? Salt. And Himalayan sea salt is good. Regular sea salt is good. And you want about a cup of that. You want a candle. It could be a votive candle. That's fine. And you want to use that. You're going to use that candle to create a talisman. I think I've given this away in some other shows that we've done or whatever. So what you want to do is, of course, take your regular shower. You're not using the spiritual bath to wash yourself. You're using this to wash your spirit and cleanse your spirit. Now, this general bath can be used for anything. This can be used for defense, clean your aura. It can be used to strengthen your aura. It can be used for attraction. And what you will do is you will program the salt like we talked about earlier and what you want the salt to do. That the salt that's in the cup, and then you're going to pour that into a warm bath, to a warm bath that you run of just water. You pour that salt in there. What you're going to do is light the candle. And as you're lighting the candle, you put the intention into the candle. Before you light the candle, everything that comes across your hands, clean it. Clear it of whatever energy was on it before. That's another critical part of any kind of spiritual work. Anything that you get from anywhere, don't assume anything. Clean it, clear it. So, you know, you light the candle, you put your intention as you're lighting the candle. You get into the bathtub and you stare into the candle and you envision whatever it is that you want. Again, this is there's different types of spiritual baths. I'm giving the all-purpose one this evening. So you stay in there about 15 minutes. You dip your entire body down. So you take your head up under the water. You bring your head up so that your whole body has been covered in this bath. And you stand up, put the candle out, let the water out of the tub, and you let your body air dry. Alternatively, you can use a white towel, a clean white towel, if you want to, if you're going to dry off. So what you'll do is you'll take some of the candle wax that has dripped down and you'll create a talisman with that. And how do you do that? You grab a pouch or you grab something small, you wrap up some of the candle wax that is dripped down and it is burnt, and you create a talisman with that, and you carry that on you. That'll last you anywhere from 6 weeks to maybe a month, but you should be taking spiritual baths on a regular basis. So this is going to help you etherically. This is going to help your emotional as well as your spiritual bodies. All right, so that's the spiritual bath. We're going to talk briefly about shields. And I'm not going to go into this because this is a whole other show. You can not only create a shield with your aura, but you can create an energetic shield around your body. Not going to get too deep into this, but what you can do is you can speak the shield into existence. You come and you envision the shield around you, and you program the shield to do whatever it is you need to do. So protection, the best thing to do is to use this when you're going outside and you're going into the world. And also getting back to the January 9th thing, if you don't have something to cover your head with, do it in the spirit. Command a covering over your head and protection over yourself if you have to travel on those days. But back to this. So quite frankly, with this, you make sure that you keep a shield around yourself wherever you go. This helps against psychic attacks. This helps against negative energy coming off other people, things like that. You can also program this shield to clean itself and to clean and burn debris. And you can program the shield to activate while you're sleeping so that your body is protected while you're in the dream realm. So, again, we can go into that at a later time a little bit more. And then the last part of this is cellular programming, speaking to the cells in your body. Begin to meditate, speak to the cells in your body, and begin to put the intention and the command on the cells and what you want them to do in that particular part of your body. So this is so that concludes this part of this section of it, of the self-defense part and what we should be doing there. You got any questions on that?
No, if anybody have any questions or comments, call in at 323-642-1586 and push the number 1. And no, I don't have any specific questions. Okay. There. Now, what about these devices like the computer and the cell phones? And they tell you to put these things on there. I mean, what do you suggest that's good? Because, you know, all that radiation and stuff is coming off of these devices here.
What I would suggest is, and I don't know if he still sells them. I gotta go to his site. But you know who I'm about to say. He has a product that is specifically for your cell phones, your computers. There's even a device that you can put in your car that will help the fuel efficiency of it.
Oh, you're talking about
Renee? And that is Renee Hamilton, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I've used some of his products, and they are second to none. They're amazing. So if he still offers it, I would say to get something similar to that. Who is that that used to? What was the elder that died that used to offer it on? I don't know if he still had, if his family is still selling it, but one used to talk about aliens all the time.
You're talking about in Chicago, that guy?
I think so.
Delbert Blair? You're talking about
Delbert Blair, yeah. Yep, he also had a device that you could put on your cell phone as well for radiation. So, again, I'm going to check with, and then I believe I still have a supplier for those. But I will check with Renee first because, like I said, his is second to none. But what I'll do is I'll look into that and see. And if it is, I'll throw it up on my site, and offer it for the family. So. All right, so now we're getting into the meat of this, and it's a lot of information here. I'm probably going to skip over some of it. If stop me at any point in time if you got any questions, or if you don't understand, or if I need to expound on something. I'm going to say this first. Our diet is everything, and our diet plays a big part in anything, especially trying to detox. And these things that I'm about to disseminate to everybody has to do with whether you got the jab or not. These are going to be some good practice because we're all – you said something really important that stuck with me, Bev, is that, hey, we've all been affected in some way or another, whether it's by shedding or whatever, whether we got it or not, because they're trying to poison us all with this stuff. So I think we all should practice detoxing at some level. So I recommend Nani Juice. If you don't know how to get your hands on it, reach out to me, contact me. I can get it for a nominal fee. I can get it for you, but it's not hard. It's not that hard to find. A lot of the sources here I'm not going to say on this show because of obvious reasons. Stuff starts becoming harder to find. So I'm going to be kind of cryptic in how I put a lot of this stuff out here, but if any of the family wants to reach out to me at any point in time and they need help, I mean, stuff is findable. It's locatable. So one thing that I've introduced into my diet as of recent is Nani Juice. And you can go to either organicfacts.net or draxe.com to read up on the benefits of it. But I'm just going to name off a couple of the benefits of it. It packs an antioxidant punch. Especially Nani and grapeseed oil together. It might fight pain with certain tumors if you have tumors or you have a tumor issue. I remember giving my granddad when I was helping him get through cancer, this is one of the things that I was giving him. I'm not going to name the other thing that actually healed him. That's an offline discussion to have, but it can be done, and I will say that Nani Juice was aided in a lot of his bouncing back from the issues that he was having. So it's definitely something to look into. If you know anybody that's sick or that's dealing with cancer, dealing with different things, they start drinking Nani Juice on a daily basis. I think it can only help, at that point. Again, I'm not a medical professional, but you could do research. What's up?
You say Nani or Noni? How you spell it?
Noni. Noni
okay.
Juice, yeah.
Okay.
It combats inflammation and boosts immunity. It may help reduce cholesterol and blood pressure, and as we get older, that's definitely something that it can be an issue if we don't deal with it. It also can perhaps fight parasitic diseases as well. So I'm going to talk about a water fast here, and I'm also going to talk about diets here if a person has been inoculated, and I would definitely add this to the roster of things to take. We're gonna get into the actual back stuff now. Dr. Peter McCullough is a well-known doctor, and I picked up on one of his interviews because I wanted to get it from a professional, because I hear this question a lot. And I even saw this, and I forget what live I was watching, but a lot of people were asking, well, hey, if somebody got the vaccine and I didn't, can I get it if I'm having sex with that person? The answer is yes. And Dr. Peter McCullough says that this venom is transferable not only through kissing but through sexual contact, and this is something that will permanently install itself to the human genome, so it's a very dangerous thing. So if anybody has that question, there's your answer right there. Be careful who you lay down with, if you know what I'm saying. So so we're going to get into the venom detox here. First thing I'm going to talk about is tobacco, cigarettes, and CBD and marijuana. Just really quickly, if you smoke those things, you already got a head. You smoke any of those things, you already got a leg up in the race because weirdly enough, the spike proteins find it harder to latch on when a person has a healthy or unhealthy diet, whatever you want to call it, of smoking these things. But, of course, hemp and marijuana are medicinal and they're natural. So you know, take that for what it's worth. So it's a good thing there. So diet foods. Now this will apply to both inoculated and not. My honest opinion and suggestion on vegetable and vegetation at this point is we all got to stop going to Kroger, Meijer, and all these places from here on out. And here's why. One of the plans with this mRNA is to, if they already haven't been doing it, is to inject the mRNA into vegetation, into all our fruits and our vegetables. So your best bet at this point is go to a farmer's market from this point on and make sure it's a farmer's market where you know it's coming right out of the ground and into your hands. So I don't know, Bev, where you been getting your vegetables from?
Farmer's market, and I don't buy my meat out the grocery stores. I go to like the Amish places or something like that to get my meat.
Perfect. Perfect methodology. This is what we should all be doing. So no more shopping at the mainstream. I said that already. Whole Foods is off the table now for most organic foods. It's Jeff Bezos is right up there with Bill, with what's his name from Microsoft, Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
They're integrating mRNA and technology into the foods. Now, I still go to Whole Foods maybe for if I'm getting herbs in encapsulated form, vegan encapsulated form. But as far as the organic foods, nah, I'm not messing with it. Maybe the waters, too, if this is pH-balanced water, yeah, I'll probably still mess with Whole Foods on that level, but not on the level of vegetation or organic.
I thought Monsanto's had taken over, had bought out Whole Foods.
I remember hearing that as well. So that very well probably is the case.
Sure.
Yeah. I heard that too. So I've got to do the research. I got to get the receipts on that to be sure about that. But I remember hearing that as well. And so you definitely don't want, because you're talking about totally GMO. GMO everything when it comes to the produce, so, or the meats. So I would leave it alone. All right, so moving into the next set of information. Dr. Peterson-Pierre MD method. This is what I call the Dr. Peterson-Pierre MD method. This is a black doctor that has a video out. If you look hard enough, you can find it. And basically, he talked about how the World Health Council guidelines has now laid out ways to detox from the venom. And what was amazing to me is that the World Health Council put this out, and what wasn't amazing to me, it was pretty expected that no one talked about this because they want to shield this from people. But these are the things. Now this is the first set of formula. Everybody get your pens, get your devices together, and get ready to take this down. So.
And wait a minute. Wait before you get started. We have
yep.
like 12 minutes left on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So to
okay.
hear the rest of the show, people use your phone, call in to 323-642-1586. Okay, go ahead, Chaos. And also, Chaos,
okay.
let them know how they can contact you for more information and things like that.
Okay, so the family can hit me up at info@spiritdoctor, and that's spirit, the word doctor is spelled doktor.com, or you can hit me up at info@enhanceyourspirit.com. Either one of those email addresses will get to me. So
okay.
Yep, if you have any questions, hit me up.
Mm-mm. I got my pen.
Oh, I see a family member in the chat. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, family member?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, getting back to the doctor that put this out. Now, this is from the World Health Council. And he gives you a two-minute layout of what to do if you need to detox from the venom. First thing, ivermectin. Ivermectin stops replication and prevents binding of spike protein to the ACE2 receptors in cells. So it directly combats. Suramin. That's S-U-R-A-M-I-N. Suramin. This is a century-old medication that also prevents binding of spike proteins to the ACE2 receptors in cells. Get these things if you don't have them. Bev, you can talk about this next one. This is N-acetylcysteine, or in other words,
NAC.
NAC.
Okay.
NAC. So NAC is an anti-inflammatory and antioxidant and reduces oxidation of the spike protein. It reduces damage done, a.k.a. toxicity caused by the jab. Studies have shown that this can also restore damaged cells back to their original state. NAC, people, NAC. Get it.
And you know about that one, well, how I found out about that, I saw a medical doctor was being interviewed, and he was right in the heart of the pandemic when it first started. And the interviewer asked the medical doctor, well, you around all of these COVID patients, how come you don't have COVID? And he said, I take NAC. I say, well, let me go get you some NAC.
There you go. See, Bev, you already had the answers. You already got the answers. So, yeah, so NAC. The next one, catechin and cocumin. So that's C as in cat, A, T as in tech, E-C-H-I-N. That's catechin and cocumin. I'm probably decimating these names, but it's catechin and cocumin. These are both anti-inflammatory herbs. And the last one is Carpenter's herb. This prevents viruses from infecting cells. If you want more information, you can go to the World Health Council's or the World Council for Health's website. There's a complete guide on how to do this. This is probably the easiest out of all as far as methodology that you can start to use, depending on you know what you got as far as the shot goes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now so now we're going to get into the. Go ahead.
What is that? Ivermectin. What is how do you pronounce that? Ivermectin.
Ivermectin. That's Ivermectin. You can get that for approximately $20 off. Well, I'm not going to give the link because I don't want to disappear.
Right.
Donate. Show me some love. Donate to me. I'll give out the links on how to get the stuff if you can't find it. So.
Okay. Now they have the kind that's for horses and for humans, and so some people were taking the ones for horses. I mean, is that safe?
It's as safe as taking the one for humans. I actually have I'm going to send you an entire lecture on a man that did this. He had all kind of problems in his body for years. He started taking his stuff, and he immediately was healed.
And I've heard that people say it's about the dosage, or, you know, because when they give it to a horse weighs a certain amount, and humans, you know, we weigh different amounts. So I guess
I believe the guy talks about it in his lecture on how to do that.
Oh, okay.
I would also consult a naturopath. Most of the physicians are drinking the Kool-Aid, so unless you've got a good physician that actually has a naturopathic pathology along with what they're doing, then you do have some good doctors out here that are and that will give you good information. And there's even one that on Stu Peters' show that she's African, I believe. You can hook up with her. I think it's about $150 to do a consultation with her. She can actually get you the ivermectin so you don't have to get the horse paste, but the horse paste is just as good. I would still consult to find out what those dosages are because I don't want to give the wrong information out here. But
okay.
It is. I will say this about the ivermectin, the paste. It is super, super easy to get. And again, if anybody has problems, get at me and you know, I will give out all the sauce. I have all my notes. I will get you a copy of my notes and the sources where you can get this stuff from. And I will be offering a lot of this stuff on my website when it comes up as well.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to get into the last part, and this is the heaviest part. Actually, this is not the last part. We're going to talk about the nanobath last, but this is going to be the last part of the detox stuff as far as herbs and diet. And this is coming from, give me one second here. This is coming from Dr. Robert Young. If you're familiar with who Brigham Young is, this is his great-grandson. And he's been quite outspoken. He is one of the foremost research and clinical scientists in the world. He is an expert in cellular studies, microbiology, and biochemistry. And again, he's Brigham Young's great-grandson. I want to bring this up before I go forward. Remember when they were killing all those microbiologists, or they were turning them dead?
Yes, yes.
I just want to say now we know why.
Yes.
They were all being suicided, and now we know why. So anyway, So anyway, Dr. Young says that there are no viruses, and this was kind of mind-blowing when I first heard this. I'm like, what the hell is this guy talking about? He issued out a $1.5 million challenge for any scientist or doctor using the Rivers postulate process, which is a process by which you can prove that bacteria or yeast is existent and you can isolate it. So he offered a $1.5 million challenge for any scientist or doctor that could prove that any of these things they're saying out here exists. A purified isolate of COVID or HIV. To this day, and this was a few years ago he did this, to this day nobody's been able to do it. In other words, nobody's able to say, here is COVID right here in this Petri dish. Here's what the virus looks like. Nobody has been able to produce. Have you seen anybody produce that? Have you seen any evidence of that, Beth?
I haven't either. I don't think so.
Yeah, because it doesn't exist.
Okay.
And so his point in saying that is, why are you taking a jab for something that doesn't even exist? Because people are a part of the Church of Virology, which says that this is a religion and that you should never question it. Asinine. My question was after that, so what do you call it when you get sick with a flu or a cold? What is that? And his answer is simple. You look at your food, your alcohol, your lifestyle, and look at the food and alcohol consumption and how you're living your life at that time. What is it that you're doing that's excessive? Because basically what's happening is it's a breakdown of your body from poor nutritional habits. And that's what our getting sick really is. And the intensity of it. So that's his methodology. And take it or leave it for what it is. He broke down graphene oxide basically as carbon oxygen nitrogen nanoparticulates, which consists of aluminum oxide, magnesium oxide, and what does all that mean? It's all metal, and it's extremely toxic on different levels and in different layers to your body. And this graphene oxide is what is a concentrate in the nanoparticulates that are in each jab that goes inside of you, right? So What piqued my attention here as well is when I was looking into the patent, and he talks about this as well. These combinations of metals interact with 2.4 gigahertz frequency. What is 2.4? Where have you heard that before, Bev? 2.4 gigahertz. Where does it sound familiar?
Is that the heart vibration or something, frequency or something like that?
We're gonna get to the body frequency. 2.4 gigahertz is one of the Wi-Fi frequencies for internet.
Sure, he is.
These nanoparticulates in their concentrations directly interact with 2.4 gigahertz. Now, why in the hell would you put something inside of me that interacts with Wi-Fi?
Wow, because my Wi-Fi is 2.4. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. You got 5 gigahertz.
Yeah.
5G. So, and the body is at 41.3 gigahertz. That's the resonance of the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that this thing does is it can use the nuclear energy that we create to power itself. That's how these parasites continue to live and replicate in our bodies, because there's also parasites in here as well.
They're getting the power off of us.
Yeah, exactly. Power is inside. What did I say in the beginning? Everything is inside of us.
Yes.
The answers are all within. We're looking in all the wrong places. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So by this interacting at the 41.3 gigahertz resonance, this can cause lightheadedness and dizziness, fever, loss of balance, aka radiation chemical poisoning from these nanoparticulates. And adding the ability to track this electronically through cellular towers and satellite to track and interact with the inoculated. What is this? This is the beginning of contact tracing. When you hear that term, I just broke that down for you. So basically, all of these nanoparticulates that are an intelligence within themselves have the ability to react with these frequencies and also become a tracer, so that they can trace you. What does that mean? It's controllable through 5G, which I just talked about as well. The patent Pfizer took out explains all of this and the operations and the function of this. So in other words, they get to control who lives and who dies at the touch of a button. This is all delivered through nucleic acids. So the delivery system of these nanoparticulates when you get the injection is through your nucleic acid. Now, what is a nucleic acid? It's the FedEx delivery or the UPS or the FedEx Express delivery system, which are encoded to deliver to specific areas in our bodies. This is why you keep hearing the doctors talk about this stuff going in our brains and our fatty tissues. It's destroying the reproductive organs for women. It's going into the heart, aka the player that just fell out on the field, and into the brain. He also talked about how Kissinger made the quote, "Hey, we reduce the population of useless eaters." That's what they are. That's what we all are, them useless eaters, right? He mentioned this at a medical conference. This is Kissinger that mentioned this in a medical conference in attendance of doctors and pharmacists. Bill Gates followed up with that statement saying, "Hey, if we do a good job and depopulate, we can get rid of 10 to 15% of people. How do you think they're going to do the depopulation?" We were all asking that question. How the hell are these crackers going to depopulate us? How are these devils going to do? Well, this is the method. Right up under us in the blink of an eye with these shots. This is how they plan to depopulate. And this is their idea of if we do a good job, inoculation. He also talked about how, Dr. Young also talked about how nanotech and the biosensors and bots, they're built through luciferase and through hydrosol. Luciferase is another patent that, and of course it is exactly what it sounds like. They didn't do that by happenstance. It is what it is. But it's a patent that they got to build these particulates and these bots. And this contains the graphene oxide that delivers to the specific areas of the body. So how do we fight this? Alkalinity hyperfusion, and I'll get into that in a second. It is exactly what it sounds like. We need to fuse as much alkalinity into your body as possible. And I think this goes for both the people that have it and the people that don't, because I think we're all at this point feeling the effects of it. Getting off sugar. So in this diet, I'm going to talk about in a minute here, you got to get rid of the fruits and the fruits like the apples and the fruits that are you don't get totally rid of it. You can have one every once in a while, but your main diet should exist and should consist of things like avocados and cucumbers and putting some Himalayan salt on those.
Okay.
The problem that we're facing with this is myocarditis and pericarditis, and this is why you're going to see a lot more of these people with their heart stopping, and they're going to call it heart attacks, but guess what? It's myocarditis. It's pericarditis. This thing is destroying brain and reproductive faculty, so a lot more women are going to have a lot more problems having kids going forward due to this. We also talked about this a little bit earlier, but this connects you to the Internet of Bodies. So you're assigned a number, and now you're a working Bluetooth device that can be accessed and monitored and controlled whether you live or die. Instant termination if they please. The creation of clots and suffocation via pulmonary embolism is also a key factor in what's happening with people, what they're pulling. If you look at the Died Suddenly movie and the testimonies from these embalmers and people from the funeral homes, that's what they're pulling out of people. So that's why I'm talking about this alkalinity, hyperfusion, this alkaline diet, these vegetables, adding more salt into your diet. So what else does that consist of? Hemp oil. If you can get a concentrated hemp oil, adding that into your diet. Exercise/sexercise. This increases your circulation. Keep your body moving. See, what you have to do is reverse engineer the engineering that's being done to everybody right now. Again, this goes back to what I was talking about with the mental. Now I'm going into the physical of the same thing. Everything is everything, as Bobby used to say.
Right.
So drink purified, highly alkalized water. How do we know that we're making progress? Test the pH of your urine. If you're doing good, your alkalinity in your urine should be anywhere between 7, really at 8.4, optimally 8.4 and higher. And again, going back to the hyperfusion of alkalinity, that can be done through intravenous, through your bloodstream, by IV, or by nebulization, you know, because you want the ideal environment for stem cell production in the small intestines to be about a pH of 8.4. We're talking about alkalinity inside the body. And the stem cell production is what you need as well as to help you. Sunshine or vitamin D3. Now, we're going to be talking about that in a minute. You're going to need about 40 to 50,000 IUs multiple times a day. I would confer with your naturopathic doctor before doing this, of course. Stay away from any shots going forward. No more vaccinations, no more venom, no more none of that stuff. Get the book, The pH Miracle. Concentrate on chapters 5 and 11. Again, the book is called The pH Miracle. Concentrate on chapters 5 and chapters 11. Move into a plant-based diet. No Beyond Meat unless you're making it at home with yourself with chickpeas and et cetera. You know, you can look up how to make meat, how to make plant-based meat on your own. Of course, with farmers market gotten vegetables. Introduce, and this is very, very, very important, everybody. Introduce Montmorillonite clay into your diet. Montmorillonite is spelled M as in Mary, O as in ostrich, N as in November, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, O as in ostrich, R as in Robert, I as in igloo, two L's like llama, I as in igloo, O as in ostrich, N as in November, I as in igloo, T as in Tom, E as in echo. Montmorillonite clay. It is a green clay. It is from France. Introduce this into your diet. Everybody. Not going to put the links out. You got to get at me to get the links. I know where to get the real deal. This is not a bentonite clay, but if you can't find the actual montmorillonite clay, you can do a bentonite compound, but it needs to have that clay in it. why am I saying this? The clay itself will attract the metals and nanoparticulates and eliminate them up to its own density, meaning the part of the clay, the particles can attract up to its own density in these nanoparticulates that are going, that are replicating that are in the body. So it's going to attract those in as you ingest it, because there's two ways that I'm going to talk about this. You want to ingest it, but you also want to do, you want to do a nano bath, and I'm going to get into that in a minute. So you want that Mount Marillionite clay. Very, very important thing. So now I'm going to get into the detox nano removal bath. Now, this is the first method, the simpler method. Alfalfa hamster pellets and peppermint in a bath. I would say tepid water. You want to get into the bath, and what will happen? Oh, let me preface this by saying, why am I talking about a nano bath? What is a nano removal bath? Basically, what you're doing through nano removal bath is you're going to pull the nanos through your skin. It's going to be absorbed into whatever you have in the bath from your skin. So this is how you pull these nanoparticulates out of your body through the bath. So first method is you can use alfalfa hamster pellets, you know, you get from a pet store, in the water with peppermint. And what's going to happen is those nanoparticulates are going to be attracted to the hamster pellets, and they're going to come straight out of your body into those, you know, to those pellets. And the peppermint will help stimulate the skin. Go ahead.
So you said alfalfa pellets, you get them at the the pet store.
Pet store. Some alfalfa hamster pellets.
I know
this sounds crazy as hell. I know it sounds crazy as hell, man.
No, I know, but I know that the crazy stuff is what works.
I got a million crazy stories of stuff that you would never have thought worked and things that I made happen. But, you know, now the testimonies that I've heard are some people have taken black light. Some people that have done this have taken the black light. You know, the black lights you can get and put that over the water when they get out, and you can actually see the nanites swimming around in the tub with the pellets.
Okay.
So what you want to do is you want to keep doing that. When you let the bath water out, you want to chase the water with some bleach, and you want to thoroughly clean your tub so that you get rid of any leftover shedding nanoparticulates.
Mm-hmm.
And graphene oxide. So that's the first method. So now I'm going to go into the next method, which I kind of like a little bit more. This is Dr. Young's recommendation of a nano bath, nano removal bath. So again, we're going to talk about that Mount Marillionite clay. You don't want to fill up your bath too much with it, but you want to put a good amount of this clay in the bath. And this will, like I said, this will draw out, this will also draw out the nanoparticulates into the water as well. Also, this is electrified. So, you know, electricity attracts metal. So that's another reason why this clay is very important. So you're going to use the clay, and you're going to use Himalayan salt. So you're going to put those two in a bath, and you're going to, you know, lay in the bath with that.
So how long you think you should lay in the bath, be in the bath?
As long as it takes is my answer.
Okay.
I would say no less than 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
Because you want the stuff to go to work, and you want as much of it to get absorbed as possible and pulled out of your skin as possible. So.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also put some, there's one other thing you can put in, and I have to get that other item. I think it's magnesium sulfate, I'm not for sure, but those are the two main ingredients. Give me 1 second here. I'm going to check one more source I got here. So I got a different set of notes for this nano bath. But you got any questions while I'm looking for that, Bev? Is that pretty thorough?
Yeah, that's thorough. And so when you get out the tub, you're saying just air dry. Don't wipe yourself off.
Now that's a spiritual bath. Now with this, I would rinse off.
Okay.
I would rinse off after, you know, while you're letting the water out. And then when
so
you get out, I would
also
chase that with bleach. Yeah, take a shower.
Okay.
Yeah, I was right. What do you know? Magnesium sulfate. So in that bath that I just gave, the other ingredient you can add in there is magnesium sulfate along with the Himalayan sea salt. So you got your Mount Marillion clay, you have magnesium sulfate, and you have Himalayan sea salt.
Okay.
So that's bath number two. So I've just given out two different baths that you can use. I've also given out some other, I'm going to review that real quick in a minute here. But all right, so that's the nano removal baths. So last thing I think we're going to go over here is the water fast. So 3-day water fast. Again, if you want this list, hit me up. Show me some love. I'll email you out. And if you send it through Cash App, make sure you include your email. I'll send this out in a document to you. So this is what you need to do for the water fast. Now this is going to be broken down into as dosages 3 times a day. So I'm going to give you the whole dosage, but you have to figure out the 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing we got here is vitamin D3. Suggestion for this is 100,000 IUs a day, broken up 3 times. You got vitamin A retinol, I believe it is here, and that's 30,000 IUs a day. Vitamin C, believe it or not, you don't want a lot of vitamin C when you're doing this because this can cause acidosis, which will counteract the whole goal, which is we're trying to counteract the effects of these nanos in this graphite. So you want to do maybe 60 milligrams, or he said unless you're having like constipation issues, then yeah, but you only want to do no more than about 60 milligrams a day of vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Zinc. So for zinc, we're going to need 30 milligrams 3 or 4 times a day, but not just any zinc. You're going to need zinc, picolinate, which is picolinate, I believe, or zinc amino. And what these both do is just takes the zinc into the blood. That's why it's important that you're clear on which zinc you get. So you don't want the regular zinc. You want this picolinate or this zinc amino. And you want to do 3 to 4 times, 30 milligrams of that a day. According, this is all Dr. Young again. This isn't me. This is all Dr. Young. Next thing, you want a liposomal glutathione, which is liposomal glutathione. Liposomal glutathione. I'm probably mispronouncing it, but whatever. 500 milligrams 3 times a day. You also want an L-arginine compound, which is L-arginine, and you want to add L-citrulline, which is citrulline, and L-ornithine, which is ornithine. What this does is this produces nitric oxide to help thin the blood, because remember blood clots. So this is going to help produce the nitric oxide that you need to help to thin the blood. You want to do 10 grams of this compound 3 to 4 times a day. Now, all of this I'm naming, you're going to do this for three days, and you're going to break these down into three. You break your portions down into 3 times. This is a water fast you're doing. And, of course, you're going to drink water throughout the day. And no water with extra electrolytes. You want alkaline water, highly alkaline water, according to what they're saying here. You want to also have do 2.1 thousand mcgs of iodine. Now, not just any iodine. You want potassium iodide, which is iodide, and potassium iodine, which is iodine. And you want to do about 65 milligrams of each of that per day. So potassium iodine, potassium iodide. Next thing, magnesium chloride. You want to do that in small amounts as an anti-inflammatory. Or you can, you know, Nani juice is good as an anti-inflammatory too, but you can consult your physician on which way you want to go with that. You want Senapeptate, S-E-N-A-P-E-P-T-A-T-E, two capsules of that. You want to definitely be drinking Mount Marillionite green clay. You want to mix that in water and drink it as well. Like we discussed before, this will pull from the inside. You're pulling from both ways. You're pulling these nanos from the inside and excreting them, eliminating them. You're pulling them from the outside when you're doing the bath. So you want to make sure you get tons of this Mount Marillionite clay. You want the green clay. You want the clay that's directly from France, right? And so you want to do this over, you know, like I said, over three doses per day. Okay, we already talked about NAC, but he also suggested that you do an NAC orally with glutathione, which is G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E. And this is a key ingredient to several important metabolic processes in the body. It plays a critical role in the neutralization of various free radicals, including singlet oxygen, hydroxyl, and superoxide radicals. And it goes back and forth between the oxidized and reduced states. It serves as a cofactor for various enzymes and participates in the regeneration of other conjugates. The metabolic byproducts produced during the phase two liver metabolism, exporting them out of the body. So in other words, just you need to use this along with your NAC as well. And this can, and I have the link for where you can get NAC from. It's also recommended that you get this nebulized, have a doctor nebulize this NAC. Have them nebulize the NAC so that it can be inhaled, because also don't forget about the lungs and what this is doing as far as the lung goes. So you want to try to get this nebulized if you can, or in a nebulized format so you can inhale it. Here's the last thing that I want to talk about. You want to add some blood-building components to this water fast as well. He suggested liquid pure chlorophyll.
Mm-hmm.
The best he recommended is through mulberry leaf. Okay, this will increase your red blood count by 15 to 20%. You put this in water, program the water, and drink it. I do have a link for this chlorophyll, but I'll give you a clue. It's called iJuice Chlorophyll. If you can find it, order it. So. That concludes what I have to say today. What frequency are you on, and are you going to fight this war? I mean, we are literally in a frequency war for our lives and our souls.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Where do you go from here? I've just given you a bunch of free sauce. Bunch of free sauce. Take what you will with, take it and use it as you will. Thanks for having me on, Bev. I really appreciate you, you know.
Well, thank you. I mean, we appreciate you taking the time and energy to bring this to us here. And so, you know, we thinking that World War III is going to be with bullets and things like that. We didn't know that they were going to be using frequencies and poison and all of that kind of stuff, but you know, we just have to.
The Yeah, they specialize in sleight of hand. So when they got you worrying about this, they still trying to take the jab.
Right.
You know, and the war is being fought on several layers. Mm-hmm. And how long we've been on this thing since what, 4? So we've been on about 2 hours. I've just spent 2 hours. This is literally the tip of the iceberg. I haven't even dug into half of this stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't even done, and I've been digging into this stuff for years now. I haven't even dug into 50% of this. We've maybe touched maybe the top 13% of the information here. So it's a lot.
And before we go now, you know, we talk about the cell towers, but what about those, you know, those poles and it has all of that stuff on top of it? To me, that seems like that's where the frequencies is kind of, that's where the war is at, where it's got all
you're talking
that
about the,
microwave.
Those, you're talking about the 5G. Yeah, you're talking about the 5G. They actually, there were some people that were, that's what they were trying to put up while they had everybody in the house.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to throw a bunch of those up real fast. But, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, this is a frequency war, and it's only going to get worse from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
AI is going to become an entity within itself. Everything that they show us in the movies, this is what they're doing.
You're right.
AI is already an entity and a god within itself that we're going to have to contend with. So we have to be able to mutate into the beings that we need to be able to deal with this up-and-coming threat. That's a whole nother show in itself.
Mm. Wow, that's interesting. Well, Chaos Magic, we thank you, appreciate you.
I thank you.
And we're going to do some more of this. Because this is the other part of the learning. We know what's going on, but we also have to know how to fight this. And so we got this.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you again. Better love. And better love.
Yeah, better love to you. And hopefully we don't spend so much time apart again. We need to do this more often, definitely.
Yes, we will. We will. So thank you again.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thank us.
Thank you.
And I'll be back on tomorrow, everyone. Thank you. Better love.
Better love.
Yeah. Oh. Hey. Let's go. I'm hurt. It's cool. I want the whole bottle by two. Somebody help me. Be a good man, but money can't
also